available on iTheyCosmetics.com.
This program has been brought to you by the Marquardt Law Firm, former prosecutor and experienced aggressive criminal defense attorney, specializing in violent crimes, drug crimes, weapon crimes, murder, fraud, white-collar crimes, DUI, and much more. Fighting vigorously to win every case at trial, call 248-545-5290. Call the offices of Marquardt now.
Get your perfect body in 2022. Dare to be Bodied is offering laser lipo, lipo cavitation, skin tightening, butt and breast lift, vaginal steaming, so much more. Why don't you dare to be bodied? Call now for your free consultation. 313-434-4404.
Girl of your dreams, cause I've been rocking and dodging the beat of love. Baby, I'm not the one for you. I'm telling you on cause you know my truth, but I know just what to do for you. Cause when that Jones come down, eh, nah, 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 hey. Ooh, nah, 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 nah. When that Jones come down, eh, nothing you can do about it.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome to My Sister Circle. It is Thursday night at 7 p.m. where we go live on Facebook, YouTube, and we stream from the 1TV Network. We are excited to be here. I have my beautiful co-host with me, O, and my other beautiful co-host with me, Miss Nee. Guys, you know Miss Nee because Miss Nee joins us every now and again, and Miss Nee was with us like for the month of August, September, and you know we love, love, love our Miss Nee. Hey, Nee.
Hey. Hey, y'all.
Hey, O. Hey, O. Can you hear us?
O? Hi. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. All so, right. Guys. Again, this is My Sister Circle. I am your host, Coach D. I am excited to be here. I always get excited on Thursdays. When Thursdays get ready to approach me, you know, sometimes I get nervous that it's Thursday because I got to speak in front of people. Don't ask me why. I just do. But the first thing, yep, nervous, Charlie. You heard me, nervous. So the first thing I want you guys to do is like, share, and invite. Tag in a few people. Go ahead and share this podcast, this talk show, because we have an amazing show today. The power to affirm yourself. Mm. Hand clap, Charlie. Hand clap, Charlie. Hand clap, Charlie. So, oh, how was your week?
I'm so thankful to God it's Thursday. I'm excited it's Thursday. This has been the highlight of my week because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, won't even talk about it.
Monday, Tuesday, and listen, the whole week?
The whole week, just a dumpster fire, honey. But we made it.
A dumpster fire?
My just goodness. Adult life. Adult life. Yeah.
What happened?
A Rubbermaid dumpster.
What happened that it was like that, though?
Work has just been crazy. And when you work in the medical, anybody that works in the medical field right now, I feel like we're all getting ready to like either dig a hole in the ground and cover ourselves or jump out the basement window. And I'm just trying to decide which one I want to do first.
No.
But yeah, it's time for a vacation. I need to go somewhere and do something fun.
Then that means the power to affirm yourself topic is such an amazing topic then, because anytime that we have those feelings, those thoughts, and I'm going to let Nee tell us how her week was in a second, but anytime you have those thoughts and those things are going, you know, on in our busy, busy, busy lives, it is time to affirm yourself. So a great topic, you know, to even have for a week as such. So Mia, how was your week?
My week, I was acting as a technician, you know. I had to unhook.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to unhook.
What does that look like?
Girls, got to order another part. That's what it looked like. I took everything loose in the studio, and I don't know how to get it back how it need to be. So I got some new equipment that I was trying to you know. So yeah, but it's all good. The piece that I need is coming tomorrow, so we're going to see how that works.
So you putting your studio together yourself, everything together yourself?
Yeah, I already had it together, but I ended up getting a new laptop. So the stuff that was working for my old laptop is boo boo, that's a dinosaur. You're going to have to update. So I got to buy something else. That's all good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, guys, one more time, I need you guys to share, and invite. Let's see. Let's pick a number. Let's say everybody invites 7 people. Okay, so go ahead and tag in 7 people. I'm going to put my 7 in while we are talking. And we are going to go ahead and move to Sister of the Week because we want to be on time for our guest today. If anybody is familiar with our guest is just incredible. So I'm excited to even have her on. Okay, so our guest is here. So let's go ahead and move on. I'm not sure if our Facebook page is buffering, but we're going to keep going. All right, so I'm going to tag my people in while we're going to Sister of the Week. And I guess I can't tag my people in because it's my Sister of the Week. So, Charlie. Our Sister of the Week today is Genesis Maple, CEO. Okay, CEO of Genesis APR Firm. Genesis APR Firm is founded and owned by Genesis Maple. Ms. Maple is highly passionate about the messenger between the producer and consumer. She loves being organized, fast-paced environments, and communicating. Maple obtained her Bachelor of Science in Advertising and Public Relations and started Genesis APR while in college. She is at the beginning of connection between your business. She is the beginning connection between your business and the world that awaits it. So if you guys are familiar with public relations and advertising and things like that, so let me just tell y'all a little bit about Genesis. So Genesis has worked behind the scenes on projects that I've actually seen come to life. When I say Genesis is amazing at what she does, Genesis knows how to keep control of the atmosphere of the room. She knows how to make sure she brings your vision to life. You give her what you want your vision to look like, and she goes ahead and she handles it. You don't have to do anything. She's responsible. She's reliable. I'm excited because I know that Genesis is somebody that in the future my sister circle will work with. Because she is that amazing, and she's going to make sure that every single thing, advertising and public relations, she's going to make sure those things are put together in excellence. And y'all know how I feel about everything being done in excellence, and Genesis is that person. So congratulations, Genesis, on everything that you've accomplished this year, last year. And just the fact that you're so young and you have this business where you're able to run someone else's business. Like, you're able to bring someone else's vision to life. And I mean, she's done huge events like church organizations. I mean, she's helped with people while they're opening their businesses, where she does all the behind the scenes work of the advertising and the marketing and all of that. So I'm amazed at what she does. So I'm excited that we are going to be, you know, that's somebody that we'll work with in the future. So hand clap to Genesis one more time for being our
congratulations
sister. For real.
Yes, 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 yes. So everybody, we are going to take, so Charlie, you can go to a quick commercial if but I probably didn't tell you to put up any commercials. So he's probably going to fuss. But Charlie, go to a quick commercial, please.
Get your perfect body in 2022. Dare to be Bodied is offering laser lipo, lipo cavitation, skin tightening, butt and breast lift, vaginal steaming, and so much more. Why don't you dare to be bodied? Call now for your free consultation. 313-434-4404.
Somebody need lashes and makeup and they need the best. Go hit up Yvette. I heard her lip gloss is popping with all kind of options. Go rock it, yeah, hit up Yvette. She said it's only one problem with that. I asked her what, she said where it's at. I said it's up there at Boss Babe. She ran out of the door and go ran up a check. 8970 West 9 Mile, Oak Park, Michigan. Dial 313-445-5922. Go hit up Yvette.
Welcome back. Welcome back to my sister's circle. So, you guys, when I was telling you guys that our guest is Mrs. Toni Jones, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Toni Jones, but Toni Jones is an amazing affirmation speaker. I call her the affirmation queen, okay. All of the above. I'm excited. I'm smiling because, I mean, it's Toni Jones. Okay, let's just... If you guys don't know who Toni Jones is and you see the smiles on our faces, it's because her affirmation, her way to inspire, the things that she does with words, I mean, is absolutely incredible. So I'm going to read her bio before we bring her on. Toni Jones served for 6 years as a life coach and mental health advocate for women and youth. Now as an affirmation musician, she found creative ways to promote the message of conscious well-being through her music. Toni started making music as a tool for her life coaching clients to practice healing on the go. After great response from her first album, she decided to make music full time. She has since released 5 projects so far: Affirmation of the Grown A Woman, Affirmation and Chill, I See Me Mantras, and Get Your Mind Right, the mental health mixtape. Toni's music is healing music. She coined it as affirmation music. Affirmation set to modern music, which is different from the traditional way of saying affirmations and mantras that are usually set to relaxing new age music. By creating affirmations to modern music, this allows the listener to ride, be on the go, and vibe. Just dance to the music while still reciting healing words. So, without further ado, we want to welcome you guys. Go ahead, me.
Miss Toni Jones!
Hey! Yes!
Hello, Miss Toni.
Hello, we can hear hello you. Everybody.
Hello, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you all doing?
Good. We are good, and we are happy that you accepted our invitation to be our guest on our show today. I'm going to speak for myself because I'm sure all the ladies want to speak for themselves and tell you that your words have inspired me through some times where I really needed some healing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just excited and blessed to have you on our show, honestly.
I'm honored to be here.
They want to speak for themselves, so I'll let them speak for themselves.
Yeah. Listen, I was doing the Sacred Woman program. So when I listen to your affirmations, they're nostalgic for me because it takes me back to that place of, like, you know, that whole getting up at 4 a.m., you know, taking my bath, doing my, you know, my morning prayers. And it's like, I messaged you and told you, like, thank you, because you have, like, literally helped change the way I deal with myself and the way I deal with myself concerning people. Mm. And I'm just like, yo, what we finna do? who finna be on here? Like, you know, like, I'm just really, really grateful for you. I am. Like, and you got a song called, like, what is it? You say something like, letting go is a college, it's a whole PhD. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I listen to your music, I hear something different. Like, I hear something different. Yeah, so
yeah,
I ain't gonna take up too much time because I
gratitude. Thank you so much.
No, peace, Queen. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, you got something?
Yes, so nice to meet you. It's such a pleasure. I actually found out about you from my sis Dewana, so I'm late to the game, but I did see your interview on the news and discovered you myself last year. So I do listen to your affirmations in the morning and mix it in with some other stuff. And I think a lot of the times when it comes to that, it's, I'm not going to say it's like a lot of men giving affirmations, but I think there's something really powerful about a Black woman helping you affirm yourself and to kind of kickstart your day of feeling good about what you're doing, feeling good about yourself. So it's an honor to meet you. I'm very excited that you're here to talk with you.
Well, thank you all for the gratitude and just being ready to receive. And I'm excited to talk with y'all tonight.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about yourself. We read your bio, but let's just hear from you.
A little bit about myself. Well, I'm still figuring her out. Okay. If I'm to be honest, but let's say a little behind the scenes of who I am. I'm a psych nerd. I love all things human psychology, like behavior, how the mind works, how emotions work, how life influences people to shape their own personal belief about themselves and the world. I'm a Trader Joe's fiend. I love all things Trader Joe's. I started out career-wise. My first career was fashion. I thought I was going to be a stylist, a designer, and I lived in New York for about 2 years. Pursuing that, I end up getting into education and working in the schools with young people in Detroit, Michigan. And then, I worked as what you would call a dream director. And I worked for an organization that hired entrepreneurs to be dream directors in high schools to help improve school culture and provide personal development coaching for staff and students and creating all type of out-of-the-box, out-of-this-world projects that increase positive school culture. So that was a dream job. I did that for 6 years. And I was a part-time entrepreneur, helped coaching women in well-being and how to heal from workaholism. And that's what led me to affirmation music because I was working my business. I started my business in 2014, 2015. So you know, when I was launching programs and content around self-care, self-love, and mindfulness and mental health, that wasn't in our timelines. It was all about being the boss bitch, if you will, you know, getting a bag. And so it was like really, how can I say? It felt a challenge and felt so hard, like I was just straining to bring a message that was so counterculture to the woman's empowerment space. And so fast forward to 2018, you know, I just got on my knees in prayer and meditation and said, God, you got to give me something to help women believe that they can integrate well-being and high activity, high productive living, like they can bring them together in a cohesive way. And so that's where I get affirmation music. And then I went to LA for a month, wrote the album, came back, and like the rest is history. Like it took me about a year to decide that I was going on because I didn't plan on that. It was just really more so I wanted to create something for my clients and help build my coaching business. And you know, some have said that I'm still coaching, but just through a different medium, like music. Sure. So that's a little bit about me.
I would definitely say you're still coaching. When you hear words from someone, whether or not you're interacting with them one-on-one. And it is a mm-hmm. one-on-one for us, because at that time, that's a one-on-one between mm-hmm. the connection that we have with your words. So that is a coaching, still coaching and still healing. And, you know, and I love that you put it into music, because so many of our youth they look for music to help them through so many things. Yes. So when it's in music form, you know, that is not only is it good for the youth, but it's good for people who love music to get them through any type of situation. And so therapy, you know, so I thought that was an amazing way that you transitioned, you know, your affirmations into actual song. I think that's absolutely incredible. That is genius. I mean, you know, only God can give a vision like that, because you have to hear his voice say, this is how you do it, because this is how you get through people and really break through people that are hurting, people that need healing, people that need some, you know, sometimes we just need to be submerged out of the water.
Yeah.
And so I think absolutely. That was just genius, really.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I sent your music to everybody. I was sending it to my little cousin. But you know what? Somebody gifted me with it. You know, one of the girls that was in my circle, she was like, yo, you got to listen to this. And I was like, okay, you know how people send you stuff and you kind of like, you know, look over. And she sent it again. I said, let me listen to this. So I'm grateful for her. So I'm like, somebody gave me this gift. So I'm like sending it to people. Like, you know what I mean?
My little cousins.
You know, with them, I'm like, so what do you think about this? You know, I wanted to make sure that they listened to it. And she was it's like a poem with some song to it. I said, do you like it? Like, yeah. I was like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? Look her up. You know, I just wanted to,
drop that seed.
Drop that seed.
She gifted me with it, actually.
Yeah.
You gifted me with it. Yep. Like, I want to say, not last year. So it had to be 2020. I want to say you gifted me with that. And so I just have been listening to her ever since. And I remember even contacting me and asking her, like, I told her the situation. I don't know if you remember this, but I told you the situation that was going on. And I was like, which one can I listen to? And she directed me to one that I can listen to.
Wow.
So, I mean, the impact that you That's have, amazing. You know, with your words.
That's powerful. Wow. I'm just grateful.
I
do have a question. Was someone getting ready to talk? Me, was that you?
Girl, I was just going to express some more gratitude. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you express, because I can ask the question after. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, you know, the seed that you planted in me, like, it's kind of like, I'm so grateful for that, because it literally has changed me on a cellular level. And because it was in conjunction with me doing a Sacred Woman program, it's like it was hand in hand. You know what I mean? So me going through that, because that was a different foundation. You know, I come from one of the first families. You know, I have prophets, preachers, bishops, you know, ministers. That's all I've been around. And like for me right now, you know, I sage my house quick. You know what I mean? But it's kind of like, getting into a foundation and then hearing your words it was kind of like perfect. You know what I mean? So like I said, when I listen to your music, it feels nostalgic for me now, because that was 2020 when I did the program. And now every morning when I get up, I'm listening to it, you know?
Yeah. I've heard people say it's like a beautiful cheat code, you know, because you get to bypass a lot of the painful initiations into that type of self-awareness and self-realization about your inner being, your inner dialogue. And I think especially for the church girl, which is my background, you know, heavily in the church, it's a great segue into spiritual self-realization and self-actualization, because when I advocate for self-love, I'm really just advocating for the way that God loves you. Like, that's what self-love is. It's literally taking the love of God and projecting it onto yourself. It's literally saying what God would say about you, what God would say about your mind, what God would say about life and your life and so on. And you turn and you using your tongue in that way to align it with the divine, you know? And so I think this music is a nice point of entry type of cheat code for someone who's like,
coming into this awakening of who they are on a divine level, because it can get kind of, you know, for the lack of better words, scary for someone who's been brought up in a lot of religious conditioning and indoctrination to kind of go into that independent journey that only God can take you on, because you can't take everybody on that journey. So having a companion like this music just makes it that much more of a calming to your nervous system as you grow and evolve and expand out of these parts of you that can no longer grow with you, you know?
Yeah, and I think a lot more women are taking the opportunity to be more introspective and study themselves and to be more self-aware of like how they feel, how they're coping, how they're dealing with things. I think especially in Black women. And I think we're like, I grew up in church too, at a time where like, you know, you might just wait until Sunday to express what's bothering you. You now have extra tools that carry you through the week. So I think it's beautiful that someone like you would come into place to help women further discover themselves past what will not past what God is, but past God, and then also bringing that together with themselves and like using it in conjunction as just one big tool to better further their lives and expansions of them. That's a beautiful gift that you're giving a lot of Black women.
And it's so true to the foundation of my faith, because you know, one of the things that one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the other scripture is, work out your own salvation. Work out your own salvation. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Whatever thoughts that are pure, just, godly, and of good report, think on these things. But what does that look like in a scientific method? What does it look like as a lifestyle, as an actual practice? And we don't have that comprehensive data points of step one, step two, step three. And this music, again, gives you this kind of data point of like, eureka, if I'm going to work on my relationship with myself, I'm going to work on renewing my mind. If I'm going to work on this relationship with my own personal salvation of, you know, being introspective and reflective and reframing things and self-healing, I have to have the core element of transformative change, which is how you communicate with yourself. When you want to revolutionize, transform, and heal your relationship with your children, your spouse, your parents, what's the first go-to? It's communication. How are we communicating with each other? How are we listening to each other? How are we talking? Are we using violent communication styles, or are we using connecting communication styles? Well, we focus on that, on how we relate better to one another in different dynamics of relationships. But the one with its one-on-one, that has to be that I think that's a real strong focus now as women, and particularly Black women. I was just out, y'all, let me tell y'all something. Early today, I was just in tears. And I was just like, dang, why am I so emotional? You know, and I looked at myself, I was like, man, Tony, you are just so, like when I looked at myself, I was like, God, I'm such a fan of this, that I get to be this type of woman. But yet I have these insecurities and I'm just like, I want another level of confidence for this type of woman that I see in myself.
Come on.
I don't like this type of insecurity, but this is the type of introspective, relating, intimate type of, you know what I'm saying? Time that I'm spending with myself, because no matter how far I've come along in my journey, it's still a journey. To where I can see that there's an area in my life that I want to give myself a better confidence. So that means I have to give myself a better self-talk in this area of my life. And so I'm seeing that become not just the trend, but it's an era that we're living in, an era of healing, of opportunity for women to really go within and see themselves through the eyes of God and start talking to ourselves in more loving, transformative ways. But that's a little bit of a personal, real-time situation that happened early today. I was just like, wow, man, I come so far. But yet you still have these points in your journey where it's just like there's still some space to bring more love and care and healing. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was about to say, like, how I had to try to break it down for me, because how I talk in my head, I'm like, yo, you got to chill. But I had mm-hmm. to bring it to, like, how would you talk to your niece? The same mm-hmm. compassion that you have for her, mm. that you have for them, you have to have for yourself. You know, would you even allow your niece to say that about herself? Would you allow her to feel guilty for whatever when she's just being a human? Like, I had to, yeah. like, that's how I had to make it make sense to me. And I think that if we yes. think of it, like, how we treat the ones that we love, how we speak to the ones that we love that are still growing, because we are still growing. Mm-hmm. You know, if we talk to them, if we talk to ourselves how we talk to them, I think that it breaks that disconnect. Like, it yes. helps mm-hmm. to, you know, break that disconnect. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah.
So I have a question. So you kind of touched on it already, but what would you say, how important is it to heal yourself before you begin to help heal others?
Yeah, it's not just important, it's the prerequisite of the effectiveness of the healing of others. Like, it's the, like, in order for the healing of others to happen effectively and undeniably, it requires you to be in your healing work with yourself, you know? So it's just not an important factor. It is the factor. There's no way you can bypass your personal work without being the vibration of what the offering is to others. And in order for you to be the vibration of the offering you have for others, you have to be in that healing work. To provide healing, you have to be embodying that healing within yourself. You know, in order for me to coach somebody in basketball, I have to already been in my practice. I have already have to have under my belt that I've been winning some games. I may not have won all the games, but I've been in that work. So I am qualified to be able to provide the healing for others, not because I did it perfectly, but because I'm embodying that vibration of healing with myself. So of course, if I'm abundant in that type of healing, it's just going to overflow into whatever I create and whoever I share that with and so on, you know?
And we are in this time, in this phase of life, where, you know, you hear women saying, you know, sis, I'll fix your crown. You know, that's like everybody wants to fix each other's crown. And that's fine. As long as, and just like you said, as long as there's where you're effective in making sure that your crown is also fixed, or that you're willing to receive someone helping you fix yours as well. But I think that a lot of times some women forget that you have to accept the healing that you're trying to give someone else as well. So that's why I asked the question, because I know of a lot of women that are, you know, trying to heal, but they're so busy trying to fix everybody else's crown that they're not accepting what they're coaching.
You know what? It's interesting, because from my vantage point in my journey, this part of the game in my life when it comes to showing up in the world. Okay, let me put it this way, y'all. So majority of my adulthood, my life was identified and defined by being valuable to others. I was good at it. I know how to be valuable to other people. So my identity was wrapped around that. If I am needed, then I can keep connection and no one will abandon me if I'm valuable. So fast forward to the end of 2019. 2019 is a whole nother rabbit hole of conversation. But after I released Affirmations for the Grown Ass Woman, all hell broke loose in every type of way. At the time, that's the way I understood it. Now I have a higher understanding of what it was. God was putting me on. But by the end of the year of 2019, I had to find out who I was outside of being valuable to the world. So if all money issues were solved, all world issues were solved, no one had any problems, what would my purpose be then? What would my value be then? And when I realized I didn't know who I was outside of being valuable in productivity, valuable to world issues and people's problems, yeah, that was painful. Because I did not know who I was outside of that. Mm-hmm. And so, and I have a point here to to your question. And so little by little, I had to crawl myself into this. I had to crawl myself out of that darkness and confusion around my purpose and why I'm here and what am I and what are my gifts and talents. And it brought me to this point of my purpose is I am the purpose. Like, I don't have to find it. Like, my purpose is me being here and being happy and fulfilled in my life. And whatever I create from that place, it inspires people to discover and realize that on their own as well. So meaning that by me being happy, by me being curious on what makes me feel good in this life, as is, where things are right now, whatever I create is going to be the offering, is going to be the healing. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I can't say that I can't say that I've reached this utopia of healing. And I'm like, now I am the worthy sacrifice to bring world change. I have no interest in changing the world. I have no interest in healing the world. My investment is not that. I realize the world that I am is enough to handle. The darkness and ugliness and shadows and demons that's in my own life is enough for me. I have my own CNN, my own Fox News in my mind. So mm-hmm. I only have space for that. So as I tend to that, whatever I create in that space is going to be the healing. Is going, whether it's a conversation, whether it's time with my friends, whether it's a music album, whether it's a dentist office I start because I want to be a dentist in 2025. You know, whatever I create is coming from my purpose being defined by my beingness, how I feel. You know, if creating music feels good to me now, then great. It's an extension of my purpose and feeling good. You know, so I think when it comes to women harping on the excitement and the zeal about self-healing and change, I think it's very important for us to go back to the simplicity of it. When what makes me feel good? What do I want? Why am I here? What are my barriers to my joy in life and feeling alive? That right there is the sweet spot of transforming the world. I mean, we've heard Michael Jackson say it. We've heard Whitney Houston say it, that the greatest love of all is the love that you have for yourself. It's the man in the mirror. Like, it's in all the philosopher, guru, spiritual leaders, scriptures that talk about knowing yourself and going back to home within yourself. And so I think as women get excited about this new information, this new awareness around healing and self-love, we must keep it very simple. Keep it very simple, because you can find yourself doing a whole lot. And I've gone through this. You can find yourself showing up big for the world. When you go home, you feel this emptiness, this unhappiness, this disconnection from your sense of aliveness. And so, you know, we have to be courageous and bold enough to go into the places Instagram can't go and be honest with ourselves and say, man, am I really being the embodiment of the healing that I want to see in the world with myself? You know, so I share that all to say is, like, from my vantage point, my journey has been like not about being super intentional about revolutionizing the world, but realizing my world is enough and I can heal that. And that will have the domino effect into the whole world by whatever I share, by whoever I'm being and whatever I create.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's infectious.
Wow.
Like, just like that, negativity is infectious, positive is infectious. Yeah. Like, you're going to infect somebody once you're not giving from an empty cup. Like, you, it's like your cup is empty when you get home, because you've given every single piece of yourself. That's why I said your cup should be running over. Like, your cup should be running over. So that spillage is what I need to give to you. Or, like you said, you go, you know, you got that disconnect with yourself. It's because you've given everybody, every piece of you, and you have nothing for yourself left. You didn't even fill yourself up in the morning. You don't fill yourself up because we don't know how sometimes.
Yes.
Yes. You're helping us fill it up, girl.
Hey, I'm grateful. Okay. Again, like I said, I'm grateful that y'all ready. I'm grateful.
Okay, listen.
And I've been in that exact place that you spoke about, where I felt valuable to what I could give everybody else. And when I did heal from that, that's where I am now. And I talk about it all the time on the show, like, but that's where I am now, because what I give now is what God intended for me to have give in the first place.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely grateful for you even saying that, because that helped me put some things together that needed to be put together with another project that I'm working on, but it had to be said. I had to hear it again, because sometimes you need to just hear it again, because, you know, God will give it to you, but you need to hear it again so that you can experience total healing and receive total healing.
Yes. So true.
So, do anybody have any other questions before I ask Miss Toni to give us everything that she has going on right now? All right. So, tell us what you have going on right now. What can we? I know we have your latest. You can tell us about your latest. Tell us about anything you want to tell us about to promote. What do you have going on in any other state? Any events? Anything?
Yeah, so, you know, of course, all my music is on all streaming platforms. You can go to my website for my upcoming appearances and performances. I have a couple appearances in Texas this month, L.A., Jackson later on this year. But all the dates are on my website.
And I'll make sure it's
Then I have a mood pack. That is a part of, it's complimentary to the album. It comes in this fantastic box. It's I don't know if you guys have been listening to the Me Versus Every Me album, but it's one of the ones, okay? And so I have this mood pack to set the mood to listening to the album, you know, just through some headphones and your own personal journey, if you listen to music through headphones. And then I have another listening guide, another way of listening to the album with other people. So what comes in the mood box is a t-shirt, custom handmade incense, morning and evening. Then we have a heart healing crystal with an affirmation bag. It's all customized. Then we have the affirmation lyric book, which has the lyrics to Energy Budget, Worth Ethic, Know Is Bae, just a variety of different songs from some of the albums. That's really my pride and joy right there, because it's like, I didn't just want to put my words on the internet. I wanted to put in a place that's sacred where women can, you know how when you had CDs, and I don't know how young y'all are, but you had CDs, you had the lyrics on the book, and you just took some type of sense of pride. Yes, it was just like,
oh yeah,
I have
love my lyrics, okay?
I will study them things. So the affirmation book is the first of many. And so that's all in the mood pack, to really create a mood to listening to this album. You know, music is one of the most ancient, most used forms of medicine throughout human history. And so this album is a medicine for the parts of you where self-hate has like gone viral in your mind and in your energy and in your soul. And so by listening to this album intentionally with a complimentary tool like the mood pack, it just amplifies the energetic potential of your healing of from self-hate and self-criticism and self-judgment and so on and so on. So we have the mood pack. That link is in my bio. It's on my website.
Okay.
And you can follow me on a lot of social media platforms. I have a YouTube channel, Toni Jones, and I'm on Instagram as I Am Toni Jones. And lastly, I have a Facebook page called I Am Toni Jones. So that's where you can kind of show up how you can find me online and in the virtual world. But again, all my appearance dates are on my website right now.
Charlie, if you could put up all her social media handles that I sent to you, And then I do have one more question because I really wanted to for you to tell the viewers, why did you choose to title it Me Versus Every Me?
Ooh. Well, I have one personal experience I can't share, but one.
Okay.
But the core reason, oh my God, it's layers to that reason.
But you don't have to tell us, you can choose the outside of that one.
No, I would love to. No, because I want to give you the core. You know how sometimes you have to check in with yourself how transparent you want to get? Because, you know, y'all like my neighbors or my cousin be like, let me tell y'all what really happened. So, you know, I've been learning how to set my boundaries with my openness, right. Y'all done heard energy budget. No, but listen, the title came from just really the war that happens in the human family with the self. Meaning what happens in here, like as soon as you wake up in the morning, you know, these versions of yourself that you're not at peace with, that you're at war with. And it's literally taking that fight and putting it, all those versions of yourself in the living room and saying, listen, I don't know if I'm gonna change you. I don't know if I'm gonna heal you. I don't know if I'll ever see you again. I really believe in you and I want you to stay longer and grow. But either way, no matter what, I'm going to love all of you because you make me who I am. So it's like, it's like taking away the verses, the division between yourselves and integrating them through self-love. And so that's what this album is about, is being able to be honest that there's things that goes on in here where you're talking to yourself in multi different, you know, ways. You can go through 100 emotions within a half an hour, but we got to act normal. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's just one voice going on. It's like, no, we're a very complex being. We're a very complex being that is far past common knowledge, you know. And so, so this album came from my personal experience of dealing with the madness, you know, of being a spirit going through a human experience with trauma from society, from childhood, and then having all of this information of how to do everything perfect and right, you know? And that can cause so much stress to just nail it every time when you've been brought up in a culture of doership and that you're not valid or worthy. Like I said, it has layers to this title, but I feel like everybody can identify with Me Versus Every Me.
Absolutely.
That there is no body, there's no war greater than that. So when you can make peace with yourself, baby, that's the piece in it that surpasses all understanding, you know.
Come on.
For real.
I love it too.
Well, that shadow.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, Miss Toni Jones, that we actually went over, so I do apologize. I know we talked for 15 minutes, so we did go over.
No problem.
But it was much needed. It was necessary because sometimes, you know, you don't know. I'm gonna be 100% transparent. Sometimes you don't know what to expect from your guests outside of what you know about them.
Mm-hmm.
What you hear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
On the outside, what you hear in the media, what you hear, and then you have to actually hear for yourself. And you know, a lot of times we have that, we got to work on ourselves, and it's important to be able to still love people through the work that they have to do on the inside of themselves. So it was amazing. I'm grateful that you were here. You guys have anything?
I apologize if I was on mute this whole time. I think as a what, like
I was taking it in.
I'm a take it in type of girl. So when I hear something that really resonates with me, I have to listen to it because it's not only hitting me, but it's ministering to me as well. And I feel like as a 37-year-old woman, I really just started, oh, and I don't want to get emotional, just started doing the work. You know what I mean? A couple years ago of really understanding Orion and life and processing things. So whenever I hear other women, especially Black women, that are like kind of figuring it out, and then it helps me kind of segue and figure it out, I got to take a minute to step back and take that in because it's confirmation for me that I'm on the right path. You know what I'm saying? So
yes. Oh, you're about to make me cry.
In my teariness, I'm an emotional, over emotional girl, but I'm thankful for moments like this because it's like, you know, when you grow up in church, and God knows I'm not mocking the Lord. You know what I mean? I grew up in church, but there's a lot to take away from taking a moment like, okay, I'm in church all the time, but what are the things I need to do past? God can do anything. We know that. But what are the things I need to do for myself to make myself better? I feel like there's areas inside of you that go past just being in church every Sunday, that go past your parents being saved. You really have to do the work to heal yourself. And I'm not embarrassed at all to say that I just learned how to heal myself and to really pay attention to what makes me tick at 35 years old, and I'm 37. It's shameful to some, but I feel like it's a beautiful revelation to me. So to hear you.